time for Country Drive, and in the driver's seat is the irrepressible Warwick Long. He is a journalist for ABC Rural, and he joins us from Shepparton, from Shep. I love that song, Shep Life, by Briggs, do you?
He goes with one P in Shep, though, and a lot of locals here tell me there's two Ps in Shep, so it's quite controversial, but it's a fantastic song.
It is such a, I love it. And what's not to like about Shepparton? All right, a new world record has been set for the most merino shorn in 8 hours. How many?
This is brilliant. This is Lou Brown, 31-year-old New Zealand-born shearer, on a farm in Western Australia over the weekend. In 8 hours, he shore 497 sheep, 31 more than the previous record of 466. So 497 sheep were shorn by this man in 8 hours. It's amazing to think about. That is more than one sheep done per minute. 58 seconds was the average. Absolutely amazing. It's described as the Everest of shearing, really, to break this record because it is so difficult. And it's the equivalent effect on your body as running two marathons, I think. So pretty amazing stuff.
Wow. So hundreds of people crammed in to watch this take place, right?
Yeah. I've got a little bit of audio of the final moments for you, if you'd
please
like.
Please help me out here. All right, let's play a bit.
Imagine this. Imagine being in the shearing shed for this.
Hundreds of people have packed in to watch Lou make that final stroke and enter the record books.
Wow.
And there you go. Yeah. And he goes on to describe to Jonathan Dyer, the ABC's reporter who was there, as feeling absolutely knackered at the end of that, as you'd imagine, after 8 hours of shearing.
Yeah, a bit knackered. It's just incredible. It is actually, what a talent. I mean, incredible. And it's not really for the faint-hearted either. It's actually quite a hard thing to do, isn't it?
It's a really tough job. And a lot of the work that has been done now, shearers have become more modernised and there's a lot more research into what they do. If you're a professional shearer, it's the effects on your body in terms of how hard it is and what's going in and out in terms of salts and carbohydrates being burnt and all that sort of stuff is the equivalent to an AFL football game.
Not an ABC game,
an AFL one. Every day you're doing that job. So it's a really hard job. And then to think for shearers to be in awe of this guy, Lou Brown, to shear 497 in 8 hours and break a 16-year-old world record is just amazing to think about it being done. And yeah, in the middle of nowhere near Cogin up in WA, this was all done. And it's fantastic to hear that he succeeded. And the guy whose record he broke was there to see it happen. It was actually his mentor that was on hand to see it. So pretty exciting stuff in WA.
Now, we've only got a minute left, but there's been a big dairy consolidation. Talk me through it.
Yeah, dairy consolidation. So this is just interesting for a lot of cheese we buy at the supermarket. So if you're buying brands like King Island Cheese, Tasmanian Heritage, South Cape, Mersey Valley, they're all owned by Lion, who are a huge company that look after a lot of fresh milk, a lot of cheese in Australia. They've been trying to sell a lot of their dairy business for the last year or so, and it seems no one really wants to buy the fresh milk business. It's not worth that much. But a company has come in and bought the cheese business, Saputo, who bought Murray Goulburn out. They also bought a company called Warrnambool Cheese and Butter. They're the biggest dairy processor in Australia, and they're getting bigger now, spending $280 million buying a lot more cheese processing, particularly in Tasmania. So the big is getting bigger at a time when dairy production in Australia is falling. So this is seen as some consolidation in the industry.
Just quick last question. In terms of the shearing, a lot of interest already on the text line on this. Hand shearing or power?
Power shearing. You've got to do it within 18 blows. You can't 18 straight strikes of the shearing, and each sheep has to have about 3.5 kilos of wool to get the record. And you can't do a bad job, otherwise it doesn't count.
You can't do well. I reckon. Warwick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.